95.5 WMFO Medford.
Standing on the mountain looking down on the city, the way he ought to feel is a doggone pity. Teardrop falling down the mountain side. Many times I've been here and many times I've thought we used to be so happy. Standing here alone, weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn, hoping that you're lonely and you'll come here too, hoping just by chance that I'll get a little glimpse of you, trying hard to find you.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Thank you. 7:08 Eastern Time. Yep, we've passed the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point in the show of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. The station wants you to know that getting free information about diabetes just got easier. Call the National Diabetes Education Program at 1-888-693-NDEP or click www.yourdiabetesinfo.org. This is a public service announcement of the National Diabetes Education Program and the Sugar Daddies here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, yeah, you know, I snuck in that pre-recorded ID because I didn't want to break the mojo of the set I was doing. So let me explain away this last set of the first hour. You just heard the Sir Douglas Quintet, and She's About a Mover, 1965, on the Tribe label. It's been compiled a couple of times. It's on the Nuggets box, if you can find that anywhere. Plus a bunch of other things. I do believe it's on the original Nuggets compilation. Harold Dorman from 1960, one of my favorite songs. Mountain of Love came out in 1960 on the Rita label. It was also recorded ably by Johnny Rivers. Before that, the Trashmen did their take on Malagueña, originally released on the Garrett label in 1964. I got the best of thing called Tube City. Came out in 1992 on Sundazed. The Milkshakes before that, a reunion album that they put out on Vinyl Japan in 1992. The track was called Hocus Pocus. The name of the CD was Still Talking About the Milkshake, The Milkshakes. And Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders kicked it off with the B-side, The Game of Love, and One More Time, 1965 on Fontana. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636 if you want to touch base. I don't always guarantee that I'm going to get to your request that same show because, well, hell, you know, it's just me here. I don't have any pretty interns like that Percy Trout down there. Brings a couple of his wives with him every Monday from 8 to 10 down WRFL on the campus of the University of Kentucky. But anyway, well, let's see. Start up again. Oh, yes. Here we go. Anyway, I've talked enough. We're 11 minutes into the second hour. Coming up will be this week's song that everybody knows, although I played, I think, one or two anyway already. But this week's song that everybody knows. And what? What? So much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
my mind. You won't be on my mind. You won't be on my mind.
Dad, please don't be no, for Christ's sake.
This is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
That boy who just walked by, well, he's the one my heart set on. For me, he is the only one I need. Him I choose, I'll not lose, because I'll stop at nothing until I get the boy I love.
Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. I kept it mellow in that last song. Just mellowed it down a little bit. I didn't want Linda Jean out there to bust a stitch. I hope you're recovering. I say that in all seriousness. I hope you're recovering well. It's not something I would want that to befall anybody. Anyway, the Continentals doing Continental Jam. Sandy Shaw from 1965 on the Reprise label, her self-titled American debut LP, I'll Stop at Nothing. It was written by Chris Andrews. I could have swore it was Burt Bacharach because, well, he wrote a couple of the songs on the album. But anyway, Millie Small did My Boy Lollipop. And I thought that song was way older than it was, but it was 1964. Although I forget who did it, the original. It's a cover of a song. But this was a big hit that I remember. Al Green with this week's song that everybody knows from the title. It was the title song of the Let's Stay Together LP. Came out in 1972 on High. And, well, let's stay together. Then we kicked it off with a band called The Unknowns, and I guess they were The Unknowns, or maybe they were just Unknowns, because they didn't know what to call them. Anyway, they did a song called On My Mind. It was, I don't know what the label was and the release date. All I know is on the corduroy. It was from the compilation What's the Use? Came out in corduroy sometime in the 90s. And being an Australian label, I imagine that was an Australian band. Coming up in about 35 minutes is going to be Cloudberry Farm with the other Alex. The younger Alex, not necessarily a better looking one. Yeah, I took some internet test, and I'm sexy. At least that's what they tell me. Oh, yeah. That's what they say. Hey, you know, you want to make an ID, I ask for one in the first hour, I'll ask for one in the second hour. All you got to do is mention the Desperate Hours, WMFO, and Alex, and all the possible combinations, and your claim to fame or lack thereof, general geographic area, and claim the fame, the lack thereof, yeah, I just said that, and your name, stage name acceptable, make a WAV or an MP3 out of it, and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net, that's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net, yes, I kept the old Coffee and Smokes address when I was torturing you folks, all three is back in the, around the turn of the century. That's all I gotta do. You'll be a star, I tell you. Anyway, let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
Hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York, and you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time, right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Joe, where you going with that, that gun in your hand? Hey, Joe, going with that gun in your hand? I'm gonna shoot my woman. I caught her with another man. You know I'm gonna shoot my woman, 'cause I caught her with another man.
Son-in-law.
But I saw you kissing Billy across the fence. Heard you telling Billy that I didn't have no sense. The way you can act, girl, is such a drag. You put me in a trick bag. Stone in a trick bag. Yeah, you got me in a trick bag. Oh, stone in a trick bag.
darling. Now you got a new lover. You're gone away. You're gone away, darling. Yeah. You're gone away. You're gone away. Don't please don't stay. Don't please don't stay. You got the eyes, you got the hair. Everything is there, please don't go. Oh, yeah. Beautiful skin, darling. Really does me in, but now when you walk by, you don't even say hi. But you got a new love. You're gone away. You're gone away, darling. Yeah. You gone away. You gone away. Don't please don't stay. Don't please don't stay. You got the eyes, you got the hair. See you, darling. I love you more and more, but I ain't got a new love yet. Gone away, yeah. You're gone away. You're gone away. Don't please don't stay. Don't please don't stay. You got the eyes, you got the hair. Everything is there. Please don't go.
Chicago. Bugsy Siegel had New York. Blue Boy and Davy Green had the Deep South. Right by the numbers.
Numbers?
Blue Boy, how's your luck? Good enough to make a buck.
Blue Boy and Davy Green came to El Dorado in the back of the bus, but they had no plans to stay there. There was 30,000 brothers and sisters in town, just itching to play a number. And these two cats was ready to scratch that itch.
And their operation is already running smoother than anyone else's in the territory, including yours.
Raymond Saint-Jacques is Blue Boy, the black king of the numbers game. Book of Numbers, a Brute production, an AFCO Embassy release. Rated R, it's nasty.
Killer.
past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yeah. Anyway, just played Little Eddie Woods, a track called Bug Killer, originally released on the Comet label in 1964. You can find it on the Weirdsville compilation. And this was a song I was thinking of. I was going to play it after the Dick Cannon bumper because he's been killing bugs all week. Anyway, maybe that's what he means by, you know, them going for a dip. Anyway, you heard before that, I didn't know, the Book of Numbers, blaxploitation film, Radio Spot. Before that, The Hysterics, a track originally released on the Bing label, 1965. Track called Everything's There. I got it off the compilation Pebbles Volume 7. Well, that the Counts did Trick Bag. It appeared on a Battle of the Bands LP in 1966 on the Panorama label. Tim Rose with the version of Hey Joe that Jimi Hendrix actually covered from 1966 on Columbia. And then Undecided kicked off that set. Track originally released on the Dearborn label, 1966. I got off the compilation Garage Punk Unknowns Volume 1, the CD version, and Make Her Cry. Big shouts going out to Diane and Steve. I grew up with Steve. How am I doing? No? Get your own show. Anyway. I know, I kill myself. I just kill myself. All right, happy birthday to Billy Corners. Actually, happy belated birthday to Billy Corners, formerly of the Boys, currently of the Billy Corners Project, and they've been gigging out, so check them out. They've been gigging, they may be at a club near you. Yes. Anyway, why don't we get back into it? We'll bring this old girl home. I don't know if anybody's here yet. I'll have to check. He's out of Desperate Hours.
This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
Just get back to
Just hold my hand and do the
at 7:55 p.m. Eastern Time, and they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm, blues, punk, and pop track. From the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-were's from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs each and every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this last set of the evening. I just played the Satin Bells from the compilation Love Hit Me, Deck of Beat Girls, 1962 to 70. The name of the song was called I Stand Accused of Loving You. It was originally released, surprise, surprise, on Decca in 1969. Put out the Twin Tones from 1958 on the RCA Victor label, and the Flip Skip. Before that, the Couriers did Done Me Wrong, a track originally released on the Ember label in the UK. Well, Ember was a US label. Maybe they had a UK. I have no idea. In 1965, I got out the compilation English Freak Beat Volume 1. And then we kicked off the set with the Purple Underground and Count Back, a track originally released on the Boss label in 1967. I got off the compilation Garage Beat 66, Feeling Zero. Well, I'm feeling mighty good. Hats off to John out in the Albany, New York area. Thank you for listening. And Kathy, yes, another one I grew up with. Hi, how did I do? How did I do? And before that, the recent birthday boy, Billy Connors. Well, that Tommy. Before that, well, I'm telling you, because I'm reading off the Facebook who attended this, you know. And I think, here I go doing a shout out. So I'm going to mess them up. Anyway, Tommy from Stockholm, Sweden. It's the middle of the night over there. Wasn't worth it. Well, that Brendan, Scott Gorky, the guy I trained over there like over 20 years ago now. And he has a show called Everything You Know Is Wrong. Is on WMWM. My radio and collegiate alma mater up at Salem State University. Friday mornings from 7 to 9. I believe it's 7 to 9. Anyway, well, John, he used to have a show. He's listening from the Hudson Valley. Stephanie Cardoni, I was going to say my work wife. There's another work wife, but she was my radio wife when the lounge used to follow this very show. But now they're on Saturday evenings from 9 to 11, and they alternate with Rick and Noe on Ear Buddy. So the lounge will be coming up this week, and after that, Ear Buddy. So check those shows out. This is Saturday evenings right here at MFO. Linda Jean, again, Godspeed. You know, really, get better. Yeah, take care of yourself. Melissa Jean. Mark Peterson out in the Twin Cities, thank you for listening. Robbie White, who hosts a show, Forbidden Alliance, and he also subs a whole bunch of times. Geez, I gotta drive down there and take a spot. He's doing a lot of subbing lately, and that is from 9. His solo gig is from 9 to 10 every Sunday on WOMD in Silver Spring, Maryland. Tacoma Park, Maryland, I'm sorry. Darlene. The Man Lizard, Steven Minter, he's listening. And Dick Cannon, one of my loyal listeners, and he inadvertently contributes to the show each and every week. Anyway, I don't think Alex is here, the other Alex. So I'm just going to leave you off with some travel music. My name is Alex, and as always, a pleasure is mine. I'll be talking at you next week. Take care.